You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
All right, let's bring in the EFF election spokesperson, Leanne Matthys, now. I told you earlier about the statement that the EFF released yesterday, raising some concerns about the SABC's coverage of the EFF election campaign. Leanne Matthys joins us now on the line. Leanne, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Yes, hello, Clement. Yes, we are very, very busy, but we always make time for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So what concerns do you have about the SABC? Do you think it's a deliberate blackout on the EFF election campaign?
Definitely. And this is nothing new. So when the EFF says there's no difference between a Zuma government and a Ramaphosa government, this is exactly what you mean. And if you go back to the 2014 elections, we had the same problem with SABC, that we even had a march to SABC because of they're not properly allocating. can you please put me on hold for a minute? I'm going to choke.
Okay, I hope you're okay, Leanne. I'm gonna put you on hold for a moment there, and then I'll get Leanne back. Laura, just check with her if she's fine. Just take the line and check if she's okay. And then if she's not, we'll take a break and we can come back to the interview. But yeah, we're talking to the spokesperson for the EFF election campaign, that's Leanne Matthys. They are concerned about the coverage of the SABC on the EFF election campaign. I don't know, but I saw the statement and I thought, they're probably being unreasonable. But I want to hear what Leanne Matthys have to say. I've also checked in, by the way, with the political editor for the SABC. I just wanted to get some clarity just behind the scenes on, you know, where were they, and I got clarity on where they covered the EFF, who they covered on Saturday, who they covered on Sunday. So that's what we'll be touching on, because one of the demands that the EFF is making is that they want a dedicated team to be assigned to the EFF during this election campaign. I see we've got Leanne back. Leanne, are you all right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
I have a transmission problem.
All right, go ahead.
So we were just, what was I saying? Oh, we were talking about the SABC, and this has been a problem since the formation of EFF, and especially when it comes to elections.
Yeah. So my understanding is that on Friday, the SABC covered your event. On Saturday, they covered the PAC event. And on Sunday, they covered the Good Party event. And I'm told that they'll be covering your event today. Isn't that equitable and fair to other parties that you've got?
No.
They dedicate time to the EFF and to the other parties also campaigning?
Firstly, they don't even explain to us how they are calculating this equity. And what we were told is that they cannot come and cover us on Saturday. And they only covered a very small event, and it was one event on Saturday, why they didn't come on Sunday. And they said there were no other political parties having or doing elections work or elections campaign, so they weren't doing that. So if they're telling you a different story now, I don't know, but we will be calling the CEO and having a meeting with them to explain to us exactly what it is or how they are calculating this. But what I'm saying, Clemens, is that this is not new. This is something, it's an ongoing problem that we've had under the Zuma ANC and the Ramaphosa ANC.
Yeah, but the demand that
the SABC.
Yeah, the demand that you're making, though, Leanne, is unreasonable. You're demanding a dedicated team to be assigned to the EFF during this election period. That's not going to be possible, is it?
We are saying that there should be teams that are allocated to all political parties to be able to cover their event. And we're not just saying to the EFF, but there should be a team that is dedicated to cover elections and explain to us, calling the political parties and say, this is how we're going to do it. Not to do things behind the scenes. Tell us one story. Then they come to the media and then they tell us a whole different story. So this is the first time we are hearing them respond and saying that they covered Good and they covered
the PA
party. When we spoke to them, they said there was no other political parties doing events, so they can't come on Sunday.
Mm.
So I'm surprised.
Yeah, so you are saying that then perhaps what would work is that they have a dedicated team that covers not only the EFF, but it covers the DA and it covers the ANC as well. Would that only apply to the big three parties? Because I imagine smaller parties can also raise an argument and say, we also want teams.
I totally agree. And we had that same problem as well. They need to come up with a proper strategy. And from what I understand and what the ICASA say in terms of covering elections campaign, they focus mainly on political parties that are already represented. So, for example, Herman, the hairman, his party is not represented yet. So they kind of give more coverage to parties that are already represented, both in national parliament, etc. But there needs to be a proper strategy. Political parties need to be consulted. We are not saying that they should only focus on the three big parties in the country, but the smaller parties. I mean, sit and strategize. That's why people, that's why CEOs get paid such huge amounts of money, to sit and say, how do we make this fair? How do we make elections free and fair and make sure that we are actually strengthening democracy and enhancing democracy, not trying to maintain the standard of how the country is operated and how votes are being distributed amongst political parties.
Yeah, and maybe that strategy is what's going to help. But then you also have capacity constraints, right? We've seen how people lost their jobs at the SABC. I mean, the political team, I don't think they even have more than 10 members when you have radio and TV combined.
So you see what I mean, Clemens, when I say Zuma ANC, Ramaphosa ANC, same difference. How do people lose jobs during such a time in a country after we've been under these lockdown restrictions going on to 2 years now, after so many people have lost their jobs? And if anything, and if there's any industry that should be booming a little bit more now, should be the media, and precisely our national broadcaster. So if there's anything that something should have been made available and funding should have been made available to make sure that they strengthen the structures, is the SABC, and it's not done.
All right, Leanne, thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Leanne Matthijs is the spokesperson for the EFF elections. She's the one that will be speaking on EFF campaigns. Look, the SABC hasn't been making money. Their capacity constraints, they went through a restructuring process, the number of people that had to be let go. To think that you can demand a dedicated team to be assigned to a political party, because that's what they say in their statement. We demand a dedicated team to be assigned to the EFF during this election campaign. Really? Huh? Imagine if it was the ANC or the DA that was making this demand. But I get Leanne's point that maybe there needs to be a strategy where political parties can be explained to, that this is how equity works, because the SABC must be equitable and fair to other parties. And they can explain that this is how we're going to be covering elections. But to be demanding that certain teams are dedicated to certain political parties, I don't know how that would work. Never mind the capacity constraints that the SABC has. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this on 011-883-0702. Some of you are already responding on the WhatsApp line.
Good morning, Clement, and all the listeners. Some speakers will just make you miss Mbuyiseni Dlozi, I don't think Leanne will do justice for this campaign. EFF must just watch out. I think she's just all over the place. Chef here in Ren Park Ridge. Cheers, bye.
Morning, Clement. I'm wondering if the EFF's complaint is not better placed with the IEC. Shouldn't they be complaining to the IEC, and the IEC can then instruct the SABC as a Chapter 9 institution to rectify the matter? But this bluster just seems to be political stunt work again from the EFF.
And I said to Bongani earlier that the silly season has started. The SABC is going to be accused on all manner of things. Even the SABC once accused the SABC, of just not covering their events and not giving them enough platform. So it's going to start. Political parties are going to complain. You know, ask anybody who has held a senior position, especially in the politics team at the SABC. They'll tell you of how they used to get calls from even the PAC, from all different political parties. ANC, not S, did I say SABC? Yeah, the ANC. They used to also complain, right? And it's going to start. Like even media organizations, even shows, they're going to be calling us and saying we're decampaigning. I mean, I'm already being accused of decampaigning the ANC. I'm sure next week I'll be accused of decampaigning the EFF. And then the other week I'll be decampaigning the DA. Yeah. It's going to start, guys. Buckle up. The next couple of weeks are going to be rough.